Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lil Nas X reacts to Tony Hawk's blood-infused skateboard. Saweetie addresses rumors she and Quavo are hanging out again. You've gotta see Travis Scott's massive gift to Stormy. Plus, only Billboard can take you behind the scenes of our latest cover story with BTS. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, August 26th.
Here we are,
BTS!
And come check our Billboard cover shoot.
J-Hope, Jimin, Jin, Jungkook, RM, Suga, and V. In the article available online now, the guys are opening up about everything. Here's a sneak peek. Instead of a planned world tour in 2020, BTS put out three all-English language singles, Dynamite, Butter, and Permission to Dance. But surprisingly, not all members were on board for singing completely in English. Jin admits it felt totally unnatural, explaining, "The English I learned in class was so different from the English in the song. I had to erase everything in my head first." Dynamite, Butter, and Permission to Dance all reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, but not without BTS and their loyal fan base facing accusations of chart manipulation. About that, RM says, "Slamming us or our fans for getting to number one with physical sales and downloads, I don't know if that's right. It just feels like we're easy targets because we're a boy band, a K-pop act, and we have this high fan loyalty." And speaking of those fans, the pandemic has the guys missing ARMY more than ever. Despite their live-streamed pay-per-view concert last year drawing nearly 2 million people, the lack of a live audience hit the group hard. Suga admits, "I've been getting very pensive lately." With Jimin adding, "I know I should be grateful for the chance to perform at all, but it was painful." On Tuesday, August 24th, Kylie Jenner shared pictures of her and Travis Scott's three-year-old daughter hanging out on a school bus, writing, "All Stormy has been talking about is riding a big yellow bus. Daddy surprised her." And while some praised the heist in the room rapper's gesture, others hit Twitter with criticism. One person wrote, "So Travis bought her a school bus instead of, you know, just sending her to public school? I can't decide whether that's baller or completely out of touch." Meanwhile, another claimed Stormy actually wanted a full bus, not just the vehicle, tweeting, "When she said she wanted to ride a big yellow bus, she probably had an image of riding it with other kids, like she sees on TV and movies." Someone else who's not afraid to voice their opinions on Twitter, Saweetie. The Fast Motion artist was quick to set the record straight about all the rumors floating around that she and Quavo have been hanging out again. On Thursday, August 26, retweeting a headline from Hollywood Life, Saweetie wrote, "Pinocchio article. Anyways, back to this Saweetie mill." And finally, 4 months after Nike and New York-based design company MSCHF Product Studio settled their lawsuit over Lil Nas X's satanic sneakers featuring a drop of real human blood, water company Liquid Death revealed Tony Hawk's blood will be infused with red paint on its latest skateboard, aptly titled Hawk Blood Deck. In response, Nas X tweeted, "Now that Tony Hawk has released skateboards with his blood painted on them and there was no public outrage, are y'all ready to admit y'all were never actually upset over the blood in the shoes? And maybe you were mad for some other reason?" But all good, the 22-year-old star followed up by announcing the release date for his debut album, Montera, set to arrive September 17th. Nas X wrote, "Creating this album has been therapy for me. I've learned to let go of trying to control people's perception of who I am, what I can do, and where I will be. I've realized the only opinion of me that really matters is my own." For way more on all these stories, head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Jordan Rowling.